Well, I'd like to explore New York more. Okay. I mean, New York is pretty close.
Yep.
So being there, I mean, I've been there.
A train ride.
Yeah, it's just a train ride. I've been there once, so I mean.
You've been here how long?
We've been here, let's see, about a
month.
Yeah, so a little over a month now.
Okay.
Let's see. And I'd kind of like to see the bigger cities of New Jersey. I mean, when we were in Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
Hoboken's a really nice city. It's definitely a city.
It is now.
Yeah, I mean, they've really done a lot with downtown Hoboken.
Yep.
And it was really cool to see, go into all the shops and, you know, explore that part of New Jersey. I thought that was really cool.
Cool. Excellent. How long are you guys still here?
We have 2 more weeks here.
Well, you better rush then.
Man. Yeah, no.
You're running out of time.
Yeah, what are we doing here? See you.
I would suggest perhaps, if you can, the Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm.
And the 9/11 memorial.
Okay.
If you're going to put in some time, you should be able to do that in one day. That should be no problem.
Those are definitely worth it.
Yeah. On a nice winter day, sunny winter day on the Empire State Building, bring something warm. But the view is unbelievable. So, all right. So you're here for 2 more weeks, and then what? Where are you off to next?
We don't actually know.
Oh, they keep you in suspense. That's the flexibility part.
Yeah, exactly.
Female flexible.
We go back to Baltimore for a transition for a week.
Yep.
And then it could be anywhere in the country after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wherever we're needed.
Excellent. And how long are you guys still in the Corps?
We graduate the beginning of May.
So it's almost a full year. It's about 11 months.
10 months.
Yep.
10 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what's next for you guys? Where are you off to next?
Well, I have a couple of... options that I'm still weighing out.
Uh-huh.
I'm either considering doing this program in New York called Children's Corps. It's a child welfare program where you work with a child welfare agency for a couple of years.
Cool.
Or I'm actually thinking about going to law school.
All right.
So still kind of weighing my options. You know, I still have a few months to decide and see exactly how expensive law school is. I hear it's expensive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's what's...
That's on
next
your plate.
For me.
All right. And Janae, what are you planning on doing?
Well, I'm also weighing up my my options. I was looking forward to doing more volunteer work.
Okay.
But after volunteering for 10 months and, you know, having a stipend, you know,
yep.
Just want to make a little bit more money.
A little bit more feedback there, Daryl. I got a couple of things I want to hand over to you.
Uh-oh.
PowerPoints are definitely a little old. Okay. And what's up with you, Keisha?
I'm going to go back to Salt Lake City and attend the University of Utah.
All right. Very good. Well, I wish you guys all the best of luck. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I know there's a little bit of a self-service-ness to it by going out and traveling and doing the world, but putting in 10 months instead of like 1 week is a huge dedication and time commitment on your part. And New Jersey and Queens and
mm-hmm.
Maryland and Atlanta, I'm sure, are very happy that you guys do what you do and help us out and get us prepared for whatever the next thing is. We just don't know what it is. But thank you for coming on, and good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right. We're out of time. Want to thank FEMA and FEMA Corps for coming on down. Been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Friday the 13th, we're going to talk about movies with my good friend Mike, some romantic movies for the Valentine's Day. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, if you're looking for a way to travel, get involved, get some experience, perhaps FEMA Corps is the way to do it. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Greg Randazzo, Randazzo's Musical Journey is up next. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com.
Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon. HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt. Is it really a hate crime or are people just crying wolf? Here's more from correspondent Ed Donahue.
The three victims were Muslim, and family member Dr. Suzanne Barakat thinks that's why they were killed.
We ask that the authorities investigate these senseless and heinous murders as a hate crime.
Craig Hicks faces three counts of first-degree murder. Karen Hicks says her husband feels everyone is equal.
It doesn't matter what you look like or who you are or what you believe. That's one thing I do know about him.
A man who lived with one of the victims said Hicks would knock on their door about once a month to complain about parking. I'm Ed Donahue.
The proposed Keystone XL pipeline has cleared the Republican-controlled Congress, but the measure is expected to be vetoed by President Obama. Neither the House nor the Senate has the votes to override a presidential veto on the measure. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/half price or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum 10.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Acknowledge the two events have hurt the effort against the Al-Qaeda affiliate in the region. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber is under pressure from legislators to resign because of an influence peddling scandal linked to his fiancée's work as a consultant. The governor earlier today insisted he's not going to step down.
Nope, I got elected. A lot of people spent a lot of time and money and energy to get me in this position, and I owe it to them to do the job as best I can.
USA Radio News.
Beth, wow.
Haida affiliate in the region. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber is under pressure from legislators to resign because of an influence peddling scandal linked to his fiancée's work as a consultant. The governor earlier today insisted he's not going to step down.
Nope, I got elected. A lot of people spent a lot of time and money and energy to get me in this position, and I owe it to them to do the job as best I can.
USA Radio News.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Journalists around the world were shocked at the sudden death last night of CBS World Correspondent Bob Simon. Shelley Adler now with some remembrances of a great journalistic mind.
The news was shocking to those who watched him and those who worked with him, like 60 Minutes correspondent Lara Logan.
Just so sudden and so swift and such a loss.
A loss, says 60 Minutes colleague Steve Croft, that cannot be replaced.
He was a gutsy reporter, a true gentleman, really a stylish, old-school journalist.
And a journalist that CNN's Anderson Cooper admired.
From the time I was a kid, I remember zeroing in on Bob Simon as being everything I ever wanted to be.
Bob Simon was 73. I'm Shelley Adler.
A rookie New York City police officer is pleading not guilty to a series of charges related to the shooting of an unarmed black man. More from New York correspondent Warren Levinson.
Police officer Peter Liang pleaded not guilty to six counts, including manslaughter and official misconduct, in the shooting death in November of a Kai Gurley in a darkened public housing stairway. District Attorney Kenneth Thompson.
This police officer put his finger on the trigger of his gun and fired that gun into a darkened stairwell when there was no threat.
The victim was black. The case came amid controversy over a grand jury's refusal to indict in the police killing of Eric Garner, a black man on Staten Island. Thompson insists the charges, which carry up to 15 years in prison terms, have nothing to do with race. Warren Levinson, New York.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Weather, it's still cold. Just not as cold. It's 7 degrees right now in Flemington. Wind chill still down to minus 7. We have a wind chill advisory in effect until noon. It's not going to get much better. Plentiful sunshine today and a high near 20. Winds west-northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour, gusting up to 60 at some point with a wind advisory in effect. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low near 10. Winds will be light and variable, though, so it won't feel as cold. It will be still cold. Cloudy with periods of snow tomorrow in the afternoon, a high of 36. Winds south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow is 70%. About 1 inch of snow is expected. Occasional showers on Saturday night. Snow showers on Saturday night with a low of 11. Snowfall around 1 inch. Windy with a few clouds on Sunday from time to time. A few flurries are possible. A high of 16. Mostly sunny, 22 on Monday. Generally sunny and a few afternoon clouds and 33 on Tuesday. Cloudy skies early will become partly cloudy later in the day and a high of 29 on Wednesday the 18th. Double digits up in Tewksbury. We're at 10, 12 over in Hillsborough Township, 9 in East Amwell, 8 in Lambertville, 6 in Pattonburg, and 6 in Baptistown. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Bixie here. The second hour of Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. It is cold. Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. The good news is not much out there. We had some congestion on 78 eastbound in Tewksbury White House Station area, the exit 24. going eastbound, but it was due to volume. Aside from that, everybody's driving okay. I imagine the congestion is a little dissipated. A lot of people couldn't get their cars started this morning. Might have had some frozen fuel lines or batteries dead. You never know. Got an article about that. Kind of give you a heads up. I understand it might be a little late in the game, but certainly I'll be talking about that in a little bit. That's Hunter Chamber Radio Trail. From History.com, a little history for February 13th, 2015. On this day, in 1633, Italian philosopher, astronomer, mathematician Galileo Galilei arrives in Rome to face charges of heresy for advocating the Copernican theory, which holds that the Earth revolves around the Sun. Galileo officially faced the Roman Inquisition in April of that same year and agreed to plead guilty in exchange for a lighter sentence. Put under house arrest indefinitely by Pope Urban VIII, Galileo spent the rest of his days at his villa in Arcetri near Florence, before dying on January 8, 1642. Part of the American Revolution, 1776, Patrick Henry, you know him, becomes colonel of the 1st Virginia Battalion in defense of the state's supply of gunpowder. Part of the Cold War, 1984, following the death of Yuri Andropov 4 days earlier, Konstantin Chermenko takes over as the General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party, the ruling position in the Soviet Union. Chermenko was the last of the Russian Communist hardliners prior to the ascension to power of the reform-minded Mikhail Gorbachev in 1985. 1689, following Britain's bloodless, glorious revolution, Mary, the daughter of the deposed king, and William of Orange, her husband, are proclaimed joint sovereigns of Great Britain under Britain's new Bill of Rights. So William and Mary. In 1861, the earliest military action to be revered with a Medal of Honor award is performed by Colonel Bernard J.D. Irvin, Assistant Army Surgeon serving in the first major U.S. Apache conflict near Apache Pass in southeastern Arizona. Irwin, an Irish-born doctor, volunteered to go to the rescue of 2nd Lieutenant George N. Bascom, who was trapped with 60 men of the U.S. 7th Infantry by the Chincoa Apaches. Irwin and 14 men, initially, without horses, began the 100-mile trek to Bancom's forces, riding on mules. After fighting and capturing Apaches along the way and recovering stolen horses and cattle, they reached Bascom's forces on February 14th and proved instrumental in breaking the siege. In 2001, after making its arrival in Hollywood with a string of English-language films, including Sense and Sensibility, The Ice Storm, and Ride with the Devil, the Taiwanese film director Ang Lee decided to return to his roots for his next picture, which he intended largely for Chinese language audiences. Ironically, the resulting Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon would become by far his biggest hit to date. On February 13, 2001, the film earned 10 Oscar nominations, becoming the first Asian film and only the 7th foreign language offering to get a nod for Best Picture. In 1991, on this day, Sotheby's announced the discovery of a long-lost manuscript of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. In music, ASCAP is founded in 1915. In 1905, on this day, President Theodore Roosevelt delivers a stirring speech to the New York Republican Club, and it had to do with discussing America's race problem. Imagine that. 110 years later, we're still talking about it. And in 1998, Austrian ski racer, I still remember this like it was yesterday, Hermann Mayer makes one of the most dramatic crashes in skiing history when he catapults 30 feet in the air, lands on his helmet, and rams through two safety fences at the estimated 80 miles per hour on February 13, 1998. Amazingly, Mayer suffered just minor injuries and walked away from that crash. Several days later, he won two gold medals in the giant slalom and Super G events. One of the reasons I just absolutely love Winter Olympics. They hold me on the edge of my seat every moment when it comes to downhill skiing and the speed skating and all that crazy stuff. That is Today in History from History.com for February 13th, 2015. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber.com right now.
This is Lovewood Sarah's apartment.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on ChamberRadio.com. Well, I gotta say, it's a bit of a head scratcher here. There have been a number of articles over the last couple of weeks with regard to turnover in our area, Raritan Township, Flemington, and I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm having a hard time trying to figure it all out. And I'll give you an example. Well, the first one is that we learned about Gallo Rosso is closing. They were just not making money, according to Liam Burns. But we're awaiting the presentation by Matt McPherson and Liam Burns to the Flemington Borough Council about their financial situation with regard to purchasing the 9100 Main Street building, as it pertains to also meeting the goals of revitalizing the Union Hotel. So we're waiting for that. That's supposed to be scheduled for the 16th. We heard about the spice factory being purchased over there in Raritan Township. Now I have an article here by Rick Epstein, Hunter County Democrat, on the 11th, that says that an indoor gun range is coming to Raritan Township. This is quite nice to hear. A public indoor gun range will open as soon as the industrial building at 10 Minneakinen Road can be converted for its new use. The Tactical Training Center could open as soon as May, depending on how the permitting process and construction work goes. The proprietors will be Daniel and Joan Suk of Reddington Township. Joan Suk explained that her husband has been a gun enthusiast and collects older guns and had no place to shoot. That prompted a study to local demographics and available facilities, and we realized there is a real need in the area. The place will have 12 shooting lanes, 40 yards deep, with space available for 12 more if the response warrants it. Some of the new lanes would be 50 yards long, she said. Patrons could pay $30 an hour to use a lane, or less if they are members of only 1.5 hours of target practice. They could rent guns or use their own, either bringing them or keeping them in the locker there. The range will emphasize safety and will offer training in safe firearms use. We have a great staff that we're going to bring on, ex-law enforcement, and will offer training. One-on-one will be available and will offering training for the novice, all the way up to some advanced tactical training. The Suks are still figuring out which guns to stock for rental, but we will have a good supply of the basics. A small shop will also sell guns and ammunition. Although they won't need ID for instruction, gun range patrons will have to have ID showing that their backgrounds have been checked. A New Jersey firearms ID card or law enforcement or military ID to get a state ID card, apply through your local police department. The establishment will need licenses from the state police and from the Federal Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and they have been applied for. The previous tenant of the building had been a bottler of perfume, so the offices in the front of the building will be reconfigured for retail space, a members' lounge, and other uses, and back warehouse space will become the shooting lanes. We're trying to lose the perfume smell. It smells like Macy's counter right now. So they're going to have to find a way to do something about that. But that, you know, it's interesting. That kind of fits in the Hunterdon County culture here to have that type of a firearm opportunity. So that's good to hear. So that's the good news. Now here's the bad news. Hunterdon's only indoor ice rink expected to close on March 29th. Rick Epstein reports yesterday that Aspen Ice of Flemington, the only indoor ice skating rink in Hunterdon County, will close at the end of day's skating on Sunday, March 29th, unless circumstances change. Steve Armstrong, manager of this rink and its twin, Aspen Ice at Randolph, announced the closing today with a heavy heart. There are 700 families that skate here in some form or fashion, he said. That includes everyone who attends public skating sessions, the Hunterdon Central High School varsity ice hockey team, kids ages 5 to 12 in various levels of rec league, young athletes on the travel teams, the 12 adult hockey teams, and Aspen Academy skating students of all ages and competitive figure skaters. Armstrong expressed sympathy for the skaters who are learning their sport and are on track to take it to the next level. That's the thing that really bothers me, he says. The rink is in its 11th year, and from the start, an effort has been made to provide a safe, wholesome place for the community, he said. He attributed the impending closing to circumstances beyond our scope, which he declined to specify, but he expressed hope that everyone will come skate with us in Randolph, which is in Morris County. Another source of regret for Armstrong is the loss of income from an estimated 60 people who get some kind of paycheck from the Raritan Township rink, including staff and referees. The Flemington Sportsplex on Case Boulevard contains the skating rink and an indoor artificial turf field, which is not related to Aspen Ice. That part of the facility is currently vacant, although it has been used by the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce for its two most recent annual business expos. Meanwhile, Aspen Ice will continue its activities, including Friday night's Valentine's Skate with DJ Ethan from 7:30 to 9:15 p.m. For more information on Aspen Ice, visit its website, which is aspenice@flemington.com. Really like to learn what the circumstances are that Mr. Armstrong is discussing. If it turns out it's just financial, that's one thing. But if it turns out that it's something more challenging because of regulations or something like that, don't know. So don't know if there's any way that anybody can figure that out and make some type of assistance to the situation. But I tell you, you know, we talk about how we're looking for recreation. We're looking for places for kids to spend a couple hours, be athletic, burn off some energy. Losing Aspen Ice now is just going to add to that angst when you think about it with regard to the lack of theater, the lack of an arcade, the lack of any type of place to play. I mean, you know, we've gained, obviously, Diamond Nation. That has grown significantly. But losing Aspen Ice while we're in this transition period is a big blow. And I hope we can figure out something. But we only have about 6 weeks to figure it out. So I don't know what that situation is. All right, the cold weather. This might be a little bit too late to help out, but that bitter cold weather means that we could have frozen pipes and dead batteries and no heat. As I told you a little while ago, Susan Lacks of Hunterdon Helpline, her show is right after mine at 10 o'clock. She and her staff help out with people that are having trouble looking for housing to get away from the cold or having trouble with the heat. But there are other things to think about. Frozen pipes could become a significant problem. The best way to deal with that is to simply turn them on a small drip on your sinks, because as you have running water, it'll be much more difficult for them to freeze. So you might want to do that. Of course, if you already have frozen pipes from the cold weather last night, not gonna be of any use, but certainly something to consider for the next time or the next couple of days as we continue to have this unbelievably frigid weather. Dead car batteries could strand people. It's best to run them and time to time, keep them warm, keep them powered up. But you know, the folks out in Chicago, you know, I've been out there a number of times. What they have is car battery heaters. I don't know if it's necessary to have that in our particular area for the rare situation that this takes place, but it does happen. Power outages could occur, especially with the high winds, the 60-mile-an-hour winds. So if you are a power outage, you need to be prepared for that with something, generators, or go and find a place to go, find a neighbor or a loved one in the area that you could go to and stay for a while. People may improperly use secondary sources of heat, and this leads to carbon monoxide poisoning, chimney fires, house fires, those types of things. Structure fires could escalate. Frostbite, hypothermia. Got to go out there with gloves and hats. Cover your fingers, your feet. Wear layers of clothing. Put hats on. Cover your ears. Cover your nose. Cover your mouth. And ice jams could become a problem on rivers, and that could cause some flooding. So lots of things happening that you need to prepare for. So take a look around, grab this list, and figure out what you're going to do, and certainly keep track of it for the next event or during this next couple of days as we're going through this. It's 9:28. It's time for me to take another break. We're going to do news and weather. I'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com in just a few minutes.
But not for me.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirtz.
On the confirmation of Ashton B. Carter of Massachusetts to be the Secretary of Defense, the ayes are 93, the nays are 5. The motion is carried.
That was Senator John Hoeven announcing that the Senate has confirmed the President's choice to run the Pentagon. Ashton Carter will replace Chuck Hagel and be Obama's fourth defense secretary in 6 years. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he voted for Carter, but with conditions.
My support is conditioned on this request. The incoming secretary needs to have the courage to speak truth to power. To Congress, yes, but also to his commander-in-chief.
The same federal judge who struck down Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage is now ordering officials in Mobile County to start issuing gay marriage licenses. Some judges wouldn't give out licenses to anyone, including heterosexual couples. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
In 2002, a National Sleep Foundation poll found that 63% of women had trouble sleeping. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. In my opinion, a major reason for insomnia is the Blue Card. It's a shopping and loyalty card, and it's free. That's right, free. No charge, nada. With the Blue Card, you can receive up to 5% cash back on purchases. Most cards only offer 2% at most. No wonder girls can't sleep. With the Blue Card, you can also get shopping points that you could use for online purchases. So it's cash back and shopping points. Am I keeping you awake? If you refer the Blue Card to someone else, you could even earn money on their purchases. No, I'm serious. It's true. But it gets better. If you share the Blue Card with a merchant, you could earn on the purchases of everyone who uses the Blue Card at their store. There is no way you're going to get any sleep until you get your own free Blue Card. So call 800-627-6620 and order your free Blue Card so that you can rest easy again. Call 800-627-6620.
Security analysts have been reportedly surprised by the downfall in Yemen. Here's correspondent Jerry Bodlander.
The director of the National Counterterrorism Center says the security situation in Yemen went south much faster than expected. Nicholas Rasmussen telling a Senate panel, rebels who moved on Sana'a met no resistance from the U.S.-backed Yemeni army.
As the Houthi advances towards Sana'a took place, it simply became the case that they were unopposed in many cases.
The U.S. closed its embassy in Yemen earlier this week, and Rasmussen acknowledged the two events have hurt the effort against the al-Qaeda affiliate in the region. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber is under pressure from legislators to resign because of an influence peddling scandal linked to his fiancée's work as a consultant. The governor earlier today insisted he's not going to step down.
Nope, I got elected. A lot of people spent a lot of time and money and energy to get me in this position, and I owe it to them to do the job as best I can.
USA Radio News.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Journalists around the world were shocked at the sudden death last night of CBS World Correspondent Bob Simon. Shelley Adler now with some remembrances of a great journalistic mind.
The news was shocking to those who watched him and those who worked with him, like 60 Minutes correspondent Lara Logan.
Just so sudden and so swift and such a loss.
A loss, says 60 Minutes colleague Steve Croft, that cannot be replaced.
He was a gutsy reporter, a true gentleman, and really a stylish old-school journalist.
And a journalist that CNN's Anderson Cooper admired.
From the time I was a kid, I remember zeroing in on Bob Simon as being everything I ever wanted to be.
Bob Simon was 73. I'm Shelley Adler.
A rookie New York City police officer is pleading not guilty to a series of charges related to the shooting of an unarmed black man. More from New York correspondent Warren Levinson.
Police officer Peter Liang pleaded not guilty to six counts, including manslaughter and official misconduct, in the shooting death in November of a Kai Gurley in a darkened public housing stairway. District Attorney Kenneth Thompson.
This police officer put his finger on the trigger of his gun and fired that gun into a darkened stairwell when there was no threat.
The victim was black. The case came amid controversy over a grand jury's refusal to indict in the police killing of Eric Garner, a black man on Staten Island. Thompson insists the charges, which carry up to 15 years in prison terms, have nothing to do with race. Warren Levinson, New York.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Lower up to 8 degrees in Flemington. It's clear skies. Winds 6 miles an hour, gusting up to 19. We have a wind advisory still in effect with gusts up to 80 miles an hour and a wind chill advisory up until noon. So right now the wind chill feels like minus 2. It is Friday the 13th. Plentiful sunshine, a high of 19, winds west-northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy and a low of 9 tonight, winds light and variable. And cloudy skies with afternoon snow showers tomorrow. A high of 36, wind south of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow 60%. About 1 inch of snow is expected. Sunday, partly cloudy skies with gusty winds and a few flurries are possible. A high of 16. Winds will be 25 to 35 miles an hour. Generally sunny and a high of 22 on Monday. It's going to go back to Sunday night, 15 to 25 miles an hour with a low of minus 3. That means the wind chill is going to be significantly low Sunday night. Could be close to negative 20. Tuesday, sunny along with a few clouds and a high at 33. And Wednesday, cloudy skies early, partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 28. Well, we're up to 10 in the town of Clinton. We're up to 10 in Phillipsburg, 10 in Stockton, 8 in Lambertville, 10 in East Damwell, 9 in Raritan, 11 in Tewksbury. Good morning on the Sun Chamber Radio weather. Hunter Chamber Radio Sports, scores and calendar for 5 regional high schools. I didn't get the chance to do it yesterday because of my guests, so we'll talk about both days' scores. Start off with Delaware Valley. They had a wrestling match against Rahway and defeated Rahway 45-21. Facing Boundbrook, the girls' basketball team defeated them 40-36. So a good couple of days for DelVal. Moving on to Central. 38-18 win over Hillsborough in wrestling. 6-2 win over Old Bridge in ice hockey. Boys basketball, 37-33 against Hillsborough and 54-44 over Hillsborough in girls basketball. So Central swept all their events. Moving on to North Hunterdon. Against Westfield, they defeated them in wrestling 52-15. Girls fencing, defeating Hackettstown 24-3. 14-13, a squeaker over Watchung Hills in boys fencing on the 12th. The girls fencing mat lost to Watchung Hills 15-12. Bridgewater Raritan defeated North Hunterdon in boys basketball 59-45. However, the girls basketball team returned the favor 51-27. South Hunterdon lost to Warren Hills 64-54 to Warren Hills in boys basketball. And Warren Hills takes it in girls basketball as well, 53-45. Voorhees, 45-24 wrestling over Warren Hills. 20-7 loss to Bernards and boys fencing. 19-8 loss to Bernards and girls fencing. 58-22 victory over Manville and boys basketball. And 57-33 girls basketball sweeps. Here is the calendar for the next couple of days. 4:30 today, we have fencing. Hunterdon Central will be at Montgomery. That was rescheduled from the 27th of January. both boys and girls. Hillsboro will be at 100 Central for ice hockey at Aspen Ice. So I suggest you go over there and enjoy it while we're still enjoying Aspen Ice Arena. Swimming today at 4 p.m. at Raritan Bay YMCA. 100 Central will be there for the girls varsity NJSIAA tournament. Winter track at the Bennett Center. Voorhees is traveling there for both boys and girls NJSIAA winter track meet. Wrestling sectional matches. Voorhees is hosting at 7 p.m. Monroe Township is visiting 100 Central for the varsity sectionals. And Raritan Township is traveling to Delaware Valley at 7 p.m. for wrestling as well. Tomorrow we have boys basketball at 3 o'clock, at 5 o'clock in the 100 and Warren Sussex tournament. 100 Central will travel to Hackettstown. Newton will be at South Hunterdon. Lenape Valley will be at Voorhees for girls basketball, part of the HWS tournament. Phillipsburg hosts Delaware Valley at 1. Delval hosts goes to Phillipsburg. North Hunterdon will be at Central at 3 p.m. for an intercounty matchup, part of the HWS tournament. Boys bowling and NJSIAA tournament, 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. Brunswick Zone, Cowler Bowling Alley. Central is planning on being there. And winter track at the Bennett Center, 100 Central is planning on being there for the Group 4 championships at the Bennett Center, 3 p.m. On Sunday, we have more wrestling taking place, part of the NJSIAA group tournament. And Brick Memorial and Howell will be at 100 Central at 10 a.m. It'll actually be at the Sun National Sovereign Bank Arena down in Trenton. That's at 10 a.m. Sunday. We have no events on Monday, but on Tuesday, basketball game at 6. 100 Central is at Dickinson High School, rescheduled from the 31st. The South Hunterdon Delaware Valley basketball game is changed to the 21st of February. Voorhees is at Phillipsburg for boys basketball, 7 p.m. Warren Hills at North Hunterdon, Delval at Belvedere. All 7 p.m. starts. Girls basketball, Phillipsburg travels to Voorhees. South Hunterdon hosts Delval. Franklin's at Central. North Hunterdon's at Warren Hills. All 7 p.m. starts. 4 p.m. fencing match on Tuesday. Voorhees is at Watchung Hills, both boys and girls. And wrestling, Warren Hills travels to North Hunterdon for a 3 p.m. match. That is Hunter Chamber Radio Sports scores and calendar for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. All right, what else do we have going on in and around Hunterdon County? Well, as I said, we have a number of unfortunate things happening. We've got some good news, too. Tewksbury has received an award for third. Oh, no, that one's got that one. Got that one. Let's see. I picked the wrong. There it is. Tewksbury. Tewksbury Township receives a safety and loss control award. Hunterdon County Democrat reported on the 12th that statewide insurance fund chairman Thomas S. Russo Jr. presented Tewksbury Township with a plaque recognizing their commitment to safety throughout 2014. The presentation was held at the Statewide Insurance Fund's annual reorganization meeting on February 5th at Old Mill Inn in Basking Ridge. Fund Chairman Russo noted, quote, "The core mission of Statewide is to provide affordable, comprehensive insurance coverage to New Jersey public entities. This mission is achievable by each member's participation in Statewide's safety and risk management programs, which are tailored specifically for the public sector. Insurance chain claim costs are the single largest expense of providing insurance coverage. A reduction in claims through a commitment to safety results in savings for all Statewide fund members. This savings provides public entities budget relief, which is more important today than ever before. Thank you for your commitment." The fund was formed in 1994 to address the insurance crisis that was facing public entities. Their insurance coverages were becoming restrictive, and their insurance premiums were escalating out of control. Today, the fund has 86 members throughout the state and provides property, liability, and workers' compensation coverage to its members. So congratulations to Tewksbury for receiving that award. It is 9:44. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and HuntingtonBurger.com in just a few minutes.
Limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
.948. You listen to Good Morning Hunterdon. I'm JammerRadio.com. All right, let's see. We got a couple more things we're going to cover over the next few minutes. I have a couple more competitive articles here that I should have thrown in with the sports. Daniel R. Hutchins Outstanding Wrestler Award was presented at a match. This article from the Democrat on the 9th says, the Outstanding Wrestler Award, named after Daniel R. Hutchins, was presented at the annual North Hunterdon Delaware Valley High School match, recently played in the gymnasium named after Hutchins. A wrestler from each team received a trophy as their respective team's outstanding performer in the match. Each recipient also receives a $250 scholarship upon graduation. The awards are given in memory of Delaware Valley standout Daniel Hutchins, who was the first Terrier to reach the 100-pin plateau. Hutchins was killed in an auto accident just before his high school graduation in 2002. The gymnasium Delaware Valley wrestles. The majority of its home events is named after him. The wrestlers from both teams take great pride in receiving that award, and the fans look forward to seeing who is awarded the trophies. That is a very cool memorial. Just incredible. How about spelling? Wood Glen School student qualifies for the regional Scripps Spelling Bee, reported on the Democrat on the 5th. Two Gabriels triumphed at this year's Spelling Bee at Wood Glen School in Lebanon Township. Congratulations to Gabriel Meyer for winning the annual Wood Glen School Spelling Bee and to Gabriel Hanley for earning second place. The local bee is part of the National Scripps Spelling Bee. As the local champion, Gabriel will move on to the regional competition, which is sponsored by the Express Times and is held at Northampton Community College in Bethlehem, PA. And moving on to events that are taking place in the near future, we have a couple of them that you might want to circle on your calendar. Number one, it's a little bit further down the road, but Flemington Historic Preservation Commission announces second Stroll Through Flemington event. The Historic Preservation Commission has set the date for the second Stroll Through Flemington to be held on Saturday, September 12th. I know that feels a lot further away, but look at it this way. It's going to be a lot warmer. This tour is a selection of the borough's historic homes and public buildings following the great success of the 2014 event, which attracted nearly 400 visitors. The 2015 Stroll Through Flemington will continue the commission's mission to support local resident education of and collaboration on exterior renovation and restoration requirements for the district's historic properties, special projects to restore historic elements of the gateway and monument areas of the borough, advocacy and support to assist local homeowners in need with projects to keep historic exterior elements of their homes in good repair. The commission is presently seeking historic homes within the borough to be part of the Stroll Through Flemington. Owners must be comfortable with tour goers entering and touring the inside living areas of the home as well as outside garden spaces. Interested owners who would like the home to be considered by the commission for the event are asked to contact Diane Potter, 908-806-3869, or Emily Hammernet, 908-809-5134, or via email Diane M. Potter, DianneMPOTTER at Comcast.net. Facebook users may visit the HPC Facebook page to express interest in the commission. Owners who are offering their homes in the commission for consideration are asked to answer these questions about their home. What is your home's historic designation? How long have you lived there? Does your home have